Jerry Pippin.
Well, we'd like for you to go over to our website, jerrypippin.com, and check us out if you'd like to read the program information, things like that. And if you'd like to listen to the show on the web tonight, simply go over to the Windows Media Player, bring that up on your website, and click down to Oldies Radio, and you'll see KBIX Radio there, and click it on. And we'll be here with you on the web. Our time now is 9:59, and here he is, Glenn Pitts, and he's live from Stockton, California. Anyway, Glenn, I made a fast trip to Sacramento, but you're back home, and we're ready to roll with some old-time, really forgotten oldies music tonight.
Oh, yeah, we have some really neat stuff tonight, and we don't know how many people are listening out there. We're having to hook up different ways tonight.
Well, maybe a few people will email us and let us know they made it. A lot of people come through the Windows Media Player anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that'd be nice if people kind of drop us a little line there and let us know, hey, we're out here, we're still listening.
We'll get ready to start with the show here. What's the first one going to be?
Well, we're going to start out with the Four Preps this evening, and this is off the old the Purple Capital label, and this is called Down by the Station.
Okay, we'll go right to that after we identify the station.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to KBIX Muskogee.
KBIX Muskogee.
Down by the station early in the morning, met a little girl about as cute as she could be. Turned on my charms and told her that I loved her. Said that she would always be the number one for me. She'd always be my number one girl. I said there'd be no number two or three. Down by the malt shop shortly thereafter, met another girl about as cute as she could be. I looked for number one and she was the only girl for me. Went to the drugstore, nearly lost my life there. I saw my little girlfriends, one and two. Standing there together, I knew I was in trouble. I would love her well, but I knew what to do. I went on down by the station early in the morning. I was through with women as cute as they could be. But then I saw another girl, looking kind of pretty. Said, I'm through with one and two, I love you, number three. I said, I love you, number three. Here's what she said to me. Just head on down by the station early in the morning. Get yourself a trolley car that goes into the sea. I want a love that's true, sir, not a love like you, sir. You are true to one and two, you won't be true to me. Down by the station early in the morning, see the little duffer bellies all in a row. See the station master pull the little handle. Chug, chug, doot, doot.
Well, Glenn, that was Down by the Station by the Four Preps. You know, that group was formed at Hollywood High School.
I thought they were talking about our station.
Yeah, right.
Standing out front by the front door.
Right. Well, we played it right into the station ID, so why not?
That worked out great.
Interestingly enough, a lot of those 50s groups really were Los Angeles high schools. Groups. I mean, we talked about Jan and Dean, remember? And they're in West Los Angeles, their school. And this was from Hollywood High with the Four Preps. And I don't know what was happening in Stockton. Probably something. Who knows?
Well, yeah. In fact, I think one of the members of a group called Smash Mouth is from here, which is one of the newer groups.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
well, I've heard of them.
I think the drummer, or the not a drummer, or keyboard, I can't remember what he is, but he's from Stockton here. His parents live here still.
Well, you didn't have him when he was going through the school system, did you, since you were a teacher?
No, I sure didn't. So one of these days I will meet him when he comes through.
Okay, now, what are we going to do next?
We're going to go listen to some Nancy Sinatra, and these boots are made for walking.
Yeah, of course, everybody knows who Nancy Sinatra is, Frank Sinatra's daughter, and this was a big smash hit for her in 66. Made for walking, of course, and you know, interestingly enough, Nancy Sinatra's recording career was only a couple of years long, Glenn. A lot of people remember that, but 66 through 68.
Gee, that seems awfully short. I thought I heard more of her than that.
And she was in the Reprise roster, and in fact, there for a while, she'd been recording before this hit, These Boots Are Made for Walking, and she just couldn't get a hit. It was her dad's label, and they were about to let her go.
I think they were on Reprise, I believe.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, they were, which was owned by Frank Sinatra, which was formed when he fell out with Capitol Records. And he brought over Dean Martin and quite a few others as well. Interestingly enough, Lee Hazlewood, a producer, record producer, is the one that was successful with These Boots Are Made for Walking with her, and the arranger was a guy by the name of Billy Strange. And they did several songs together. Anyway, so you got a stack of wax there, huh?
Well, we've got a whole stack of them. Well, we have some good ones tonight. We have a neat novelty coming up. I think we have the Freckle song tonight.
Yes, we do. In fact, that's coming up here pretty shortly.
It sure is. and we have a real neat Sue Thompson coming up. But we have Bobby V next.
Yeah, Bobby V, interesting singer. What are we going to play for him tonight?
We're going to play Take Good Care of My Baby.
Take Good Care of My Baby, huh?
My tears are falling because you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby. Just take good care of my.
That's Bobby B. and Take Good Care of My Baby. That was the biggest hit that Bobby B. had. Did you know that, Glenn?
No, but boy, it was big with me. That was great.
It was. It spent 3 weeks at number one in 1961.
That's quite a length of time to hold a number one spot.
And Bobby B. got his big break at the expense of the death of Buddy Holly. He and his band filled in for the rest of the Buddy Holly tour. That's how he got started. He's from South Dakota, North Dakota, one of those Dakotas. And was up in that part of the country, and when the tragedy happened with the airplane crash, his band filled in.
Yeah, well, they did a good fill.
So here we are with another night of Forgotten Oldies, and of course Glenn Pitts is with us.
And we have Sue Thompson coming up. Now, you know, I really like Sue Thompson. I like everything she did. And I don't know how many times this one got played. I don't know where it was on the charts, but was really a neat song. Let's see, she did Norman, she did Paper Tiger. We've played both of those, and tonight we're going to have one called James Hold the Ladder Steady.
Yeah, this was a big song for her too.
Yeah, she
and it did pretty well. And I tell you what, people, to ease Glenn's worries here about whether or not you can hear him tonight. If you're happening to listen to us on the net, we have to go a different way tonight due to a snafu on equipment. They keep throwing in different players on us sometimes.
What's the snafu?
Well, the snafu is that they've changed media players on us at Warp Radio.
Is that an acronym?
Snafu, yes. Yes, and it's like FUBAR.
Right. Yeah. But we can't tell them what it means.
Can't tell them which neither one of them.
I have some old cartoons here on 16mm. They're private snafu. Mel Blanc did the voices for them for Warner Brothers, and they were classified cartoons during World War II.
Well, that's interesting. You know, thanks to your help, on the 29th of July, we're going to do a Mel Blanc special in honor of Warner Brothers starting production on their big cartoon and live-action feature of Looney Tunes. And Noah Blank, which you helped line up, you did line it up for us, will be one of our guests that night. And you furnished us a lot of Mel Blank tapes and CDs and sound clips and everything else for that night. So that'll be an interesting show.
Yeah, I have an awful lot of memorabilia here that Mel Blank gave me when he was living. A lot of neat stuff.
Well, great. And we'll be playing some of it, especially that night. And we'll probably do some other shows in the future as well. Anyway, if you're listening to us on the web tonight, send all your email to your friends who, you know, listen to the show and tell them to go to Windows Media Player and to click on the radio program list and go down to the oldies list and go to KBIX and click it on. We will fix that on JerryPippin.com tomorrow and go straight through that that portal to get the web show. We've been going through Warp Radio, and we're going to just change it. They've changed players on us one time too many. They did the same thing with that chain player, which didn't work very well either.
Not a good night for them to do that to us, and they didn't even tell us.
Well, they didn't tell us last time either. In fact, they denied they had done anything for 3 or 4 days. It took us a long time to figure out what was wrong.
So we had to use our back doors.
And that's what we're doing tonight.
Right.
Okay, now we, in fact, I guess we're going to climb the ladder and look through the transom here. Thing, Glenn Fitz, about that, we talked about the other songs that Sue Thompson's had out. According to the information I have, in 1965, when this song was out, it was her best seller.
I'll be darned. I remember hearing that, but I don't remember it being a real hot one out here on the West Coast.
No, I always thought of Norman as being her big song.
Absolutely. And
but as far as actual sales, this one outsold it.
Well, I'll be darned.
According to the information I have here.
Yeah. Well, I like it. I like all Sue Thompson stuff. It's really good music.
And, of course, we mentioned the fact that she is married to Hank Penny, a comedian, musician, and they played the Nevada circuit for a long time. And in fact, I think she still lives in Nevada. I'm not sure.
We need to check it out and see if she has a website.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Hey, we're going to pause for the weather here, so stand by, folks.
Monday weather.
And in Stockton, California, it's cool tonight, right?
It's 84 degrees, and we have...
Well, that's not cool.
Well, we have the Delta breeze blowing through tonight, so it's very, very pleasant.
Tell me about the Delta breeze. What do you mean by that?
Well, that's what we call it here. We have, you know, the air currents that come in off of the ocean over near San Francisco, and there's a pass that the freeway goes through the mountains called the Altamont Pass.
Yeah, I've been through there.
Right. And every day about this time, the air currents shift, and they come through that pass, and it blows the valley out, blows out the smog and the heat and everything. It's kind of nice.
Okay, well, it's not quite 84 here. It's in 81 or 82 right now, but it's going to get down to 68 before the night's over, and the high tomorrow will be 88, and it'll be very windy. Was it windy out there?
It's breezy right now, but it hasn't been windy today. It's been very still.
Okay, it's going to be windy here in Oklahoma tomorrow. And, in fact, we have rain forecast for the weekend. But until then, it's going to be near 90 each day and overnight lows near 70. I guess that's the best way to really describe it.
This is a remastered program that originally was broadcast on KBIX Radio in June 2002. We'll be back in a moment. Marvelous Marv Grand Canyon Tours offers you a unique look at one of the great wonders of the world, the Grand Canyon.
Been at the Grand Canyon area most of my life, so pretty much grew up in the area and know quite a few things that the common tourist doesn't know. And I need to avoid all the people and stuff and try to take them to secluded areas.
A day excursion, personally, conducted by Marvelous Marv.
Yeah, we started about 8 o'clock in the morning. We're done about 4:30. Absolutely. And I have a little photo CD disc for him with 1,000 of my favorite pictures and some video. And
no other tour offers so much, and no other personalized tour offers a better price.
No, I'm still the same, and I'm the most reasonable price tour of the Grand Canyon now. $85 a person. Yeah. Yeah.
Call 928-707-0291 or check him out at Marvelous Marv.
Jerry Pippen.
You know, we played Sue Thompson, Glenn, and I think you really like John Fogerty and Creedence Clearwater Revival as well.
There's not much of his I don't like. He did some really fine music.
You know, the interesting thing about him is rock was beginning to drift, and he kind of brought it back to its roots of pop, country rock, with a little southern beat to it and the whole thing.
Right. Now, this John Fogerty with the with Creedence, now, did he take off and do another group? Didn't John Fogerty do the Blue Ridge Rangers?
Yes.
Okay, so the same person.
Yeah, and in fact, that was the band that he put together after Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Okay, all right.
And in fact, this was the biggest hit they had that had other hits before this. But in 1969, everybody was dancing to this song.
This is Proud Mary.
Bye.
Clearwater Revival, and of course that's Proud Mary, the only song that had out that was really a major success before that one, which was just a monster hit, Proud Mary, was Susie Q. Remember that?
That was a two-part. That had side A and side B on the 45.
Yeah, right, right. And Fogarty had his brother in the band, Tom Fogarty, but I guess Fogarty, John, was pretty hard to work with. He wanted to do things his way, and finally even his brother left the band, and finally they went their separate ways in the early 70s, 73, 74, something like that. But Fogarty came back, as you said, with the Blue Ridge Rangers.
And they were equally good.
Well, they were very similar. If you listen to them almost, except for maybe a little different recording technique, they sounded almost the same.
Yeah, they really did. They had the same format.
In fact, that's an interesting thing. You know, he's from your part of the country up here around the San Francisco Bay Area, but he never really succumbed to any of the psychedelic stuff.
No, they really didn't. I went to one of their concerts. And I didn't see any of that.
No, they didn't want to have anything to do with that at all. They were a pretty basic hot band. Other than the Beatles, I don't know really in the early, late 60s, early 70s, anybody that had more number one hits in a row, you know, the band-wise I'm talking about.
Right, right. No, they had a lot of hits.
Okay, hey, we're going to pause for the sports, and then we'll be back here with more Forgotten Oldies, and we got that Freckles song coming up.
It's coming up next.
People don't know what we're talking about, they can stick around, right?
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Okay.
Red Hot KPIX.
Well, I don't know if this is a Red Hot song or not. I'm not sure I've ever heard this before, Glenn.
Well, I've heard it before. But let's see, what time is it there?
10:31.
Yeah, I'd say, if I think we can do that.
Why, is this one of your adult subject-only records?
Well, it depends on what frame of mind. There's nothing bad about the song. Nothing bad at all. There's not anything bad about it. Just depends on where your mind is.
Well, I'm in trouble.
It's like when we played Shaving Cream.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with that.
Okay, and what is this Freckles? Is that why we have Freckles, or what?
Well, no.
This is that old joke, right? Put the music?
Yeah. Well, actually, okay, this is by Larry Vincent, and it's called The Freckles Song, and the lyrics are, she has freckles on her butt, she is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of pause. They just don't finish the sentence.
Well, we used to say that in fourth grade.
You get kicked out for it.
No, we didn't get kicked out.
Oh, okay.
Everybody thought it was all funny.
Yeah, it is good.
Okay, here it comes.
I've got a girl that I'm just simply wild about. Folks say I'm a lucky boy. Everywhere we go, people rave about this little bundle of joy. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She smells like a rose from her head down to her toes. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. All the sailors give her a chase, cause they love her naval base. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She's like my Nelly, from her head down to her elbow. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. With old men she loves to neck. She necks a Rex and gets a check. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. She's got freckles on her butt, she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She was born in Hackensack. She made a fortune on her career. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She drinks till she gets plastered. She gets drunker than my brother. She got freckles on her, but she is nice.
You know, the interesting thing about that, Glenn, is that that sounds like Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians.
Isn't that song funny?
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's just say that was an old kiddie joke back there in the 40s and 50s.
And who officially did that?
Well, the name on the record was Larry Vincent. I don't know.
Okay, Larry Vincent. The guy sounds just like one of the Royal Canadians of Guy Lombardo and his band.
Kind of sounds like he's a spinoff of Benny Bell. He did a lot of stuff like that where he was suggestive.
Well, that's true. Anyway, so we've shaken up everybody and they've got their attention again, so we're ready to continue with the Forgotten Oldies show.
What do we have planned next?
Well, we have Maxine Nightingale, and I really like her.
Yeah, I always have liked her.
Oh, she is good. This is right back where we started
from. Yeah, well, this is probably one of her biggest hits she ever had.
This isn't on the playlist, is it?
Might be, I don't know.
Maxine Nightingale, and of course, right back where we started from. Well, not exactly. We've been doing this show for a little while now, Glenn, and doing quite well. I've enjoyed it.
We're about 35 minutes into it.
Yeah, and we've been doing this show
on the web and on our radio show for what, 4 months, 3 months?
Right, right, right. Well, actually, I think the first one was at the beginning of the year. I think it was January.
That far back, huh?
Time fly. You're an old-timer now.
Can you imagine how many records we have played since January? It's got to be in the hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to pause for a commercial word and the weather, and we'll be right back. And you say we have a real good one next, huh?
We have one. I don't know if anybody's ever heard it or not. It's an Elvis Presley.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll hold you off right there. It's something that you probably haven't heard by Elvis Presley, and everybody in the audience is saying, "Nah, we've heard everything by Elvis." Yeah, okay, we'll find out here in a minute.
Monday weather.
Overnight low tonight will be 68, and the high tomorrow 88, and about the same for the next day. It'll be very windy both days, partly cloudy and windy. And then by the weekend, it'll be near 90, 91 degrees on Saturday and Sunday, but there is a chance of a shower or two on Saturday. And that is the weather from KBIX.
Jerry Pippin, KBIX.
We have Glenn Pitts on the line from Stockton, California, and we're talking about forgotten oldies. And this one, you say, is a 45?
This is a 45. It's on the newer RCA label, so it evidently was repressed. I don't remember hearing this aired at all, ever. But it did come out on a single, and this is not a B-side.
The interesting thing, of course, is Bill Haley and the Comets had this out originally in 54, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. And it was kind of the precursor of rock and roll. And by the end of the 50s, Elvis had pretty well knocked Bill Haley out of the box as far as rock and roll was concerned.
And took his music, too.
Yeah, this song, huh?
Yeah.
Well, get out of bed, wash your face and hands. Wash your face and hands. Well, get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hole. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hole. Cause what I work, the faster my money go. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to ride to save your doggone soul. Shake, rattle. In the seafood store, I like a one-eyed cat peeping in the seafood store. Well, I can look at you, tell you ain't no child no more. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. Cause the harder I work, the faster my money go. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to ride to save your doggone soul. Make it again. You make me grit my teeth. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to ride, save your doggone soul.
Jerry Pippin, KBIX.
Time is now 10:50 here at KBIX Radio. I'm Jerry Pippin. Good to have you listening, and we do appreciate it. We're right here until midnight tonight. And, of course, our Forgotten Oldies show goes to 11:30, do an hour and a half of every Monday night, a great way to kick off the memories show. And, boy, we have some great memories each week, Glenn, and you got some coming up here right now.
Oh, we have a lot of good ones coming up left tonight, too.
Yeah, we certainly do. And this Turtles song, why did you choose this particular one?
Probably, well, let's see, I guess my favorite was Happy Together, and then they did another one called She'd Rather Be With Me. And I think this was on the White Whale label.
On the White Whale label, huh?
Yeah, huh. I think all the Turtle stuff came out on that label.
And this one is what now?
She'd Rather Be With Me.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. Me, oh my, lucky guy is what I am. Tell you why, you'll understand. She don't fly, although she can. Some boys love to run around, they don't think about the things they do. But this boy wants to settle down, and you know we'd rather be with you. Me, oh my, lucky guy is what I am. Tell you why, you'll understand. She don't fly, although she can.
You know, I've never really thought about that, but that's the turtles too, huh?
That is the turtles.
Yeah, you know, they're kind of similar to the birds in a lot of ways, other than Happy Together, which is kind of a unique sound of their own.
Right. Turtles did a lot of singles.
Yeah, they did.
And this was one of them.
And actually got a lot of play.
Yeah. And they were on White Whale. I don't know if maybe they... I don't know. That's a kind of an off-label, but... It was popular among the turtles.
I guess at the end of the 60s, the turtles actually broke up, so they were a 60s act all the way. A white whale, I don't know, maybe that's the same kind of deal that Apple and Reprise that we talked about earlier.
I don't know, and this was probably about 65, 66 that these turtles records started coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were hot. Boy, they made the tops of the charts.
It's 10:54 here, and 8:54 where Glenn Pitts is out on the West Coast, and we're playing a stack of 45s and 78s, our Forgotten Oldies show tonight. And we are going to continue the show now. Glenn, what do you have next for us?
Well, we've got a neat one coming up. We're going to go up into the 80s here with the Eurythmics, and I like that group, and Sweet Dreams Are Made of These.
Interesting sound by them anyway, Glenn.
I like their music.
Yeah.
It had a nice beat to it.
And that was a gigantic hit for them.
They did several gigantic hits.
What's next on the agenda, Mr. Pitts?
Well, we have an old, do you remember the old yellow and black MGM label?
Sure.
Well, we have.
It had the little lion on it, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it did, right in the G.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this one tonight is a Connie Francis. And it's called Stupid Cupid.
Yeah, and of course, this was a big song by her. Big song. Okay, so here it is.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy.
Stupid Cupid.
I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly.
Stupid Cupid.
I'm in love and it's a crying shame.
Stupid Cupid.
And I know that you're the one to blame.
Stupid Cupid.
Hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid. Stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't think straight. I meet him every morning by the half past eight. I'm acting like a lovesick fool. You've even got me carrying his books to school. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
Little Stupid Cupid music there with Connie Francis, who I've always liked Connie Francis.
She did a good one on that one.
I was more, well, everything she did was fine as far as I was concerned.
It was all real good.
And she was one of those female acts that appealed to girls, too, which was pretty rare.
Yeah.
In fact, there were only two of them back in those days that had any hits at all, Brenda Lee and Connie Francis.
Brenda Lee, you have one of those around there.
Yeah, we have Brenda Lee. I had her on my lap earlier. She'll be here at midnight.
I heard something about that.
Nah, she was over on her microphone.
I saw her picture on your website.
And what do you think?
Well, I had no idea what she looked like, but that's a good picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wears that leather all the time.
Does she really?
No.
That wasn't put on for the
photo. No, just for the photo. how disc jockeys dress, so you couldn't really compare what she wears in here to what she wears most places.
I can't wait.
Okay. We're going to pause for the station break.
Hello, I'm Anthony Miles, director of the award-winning motion picture, Fast Walkers, They Are Here. It's my pleasure to introduce you to our new series of explosive and revealing one-on-one interviews entitled Fast Walkers, Open Files. Without question, the biggest challenge of making the original Fast Walkers motion picture was the process of selection of the material that I was able to include, realizing the limitations that were imposed by a motion picture time track of approximately 90 minutes. The selection process was brutal. Our interviews totaled over 50 in number, and many were over an hour in length. Most were filled with startling and important information, much of which has never before been told. Now, by popular demand, all of that has changed with the Fast Walkers Open Files series. And be sure to check the FastWalkers.com website on a regular basis for the upcoming release of additional Fast Walkers Open Files volumes, and to get your copy of the Fast Walkers motion picture.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to KBIX Muskogee.
And, of course, we were talking to Glenn, and he said he couldn't wait. That's because you're coming to our KBIX reunion. Aren't you?
I'm going to be there. That's on Labor Day weekend, Saturday, isn't it?
Right. The Saturday before Labor Day, and we're actually going to have everybody that ever worked at KBIX, maybe. A lot of people are coming in for this thing.
I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. Sue Hansen's going to be there. Brenda Lee's going to be there. Who else is going to be there?
Well, all the major disc jockeys from out of the past will be here. Steve Goddard and be flying in from Phoenix, and all kinds of people.
Well, you know, I'm going to bring somebody with me.
Who are you bringing with you?
You know, remember with that record we played, the Little Brown Shack out back?
Yeah.
That guy that lived in Tulsa, and he struck it rich and moved out to Broken Arrow into that big mansion, and he took his outhouse with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to Muskogee.
Okay.
With us.
Okay, then, well, that'll be good. You have a friend there in Broken Arrow, I take it.
Yes, I do. And my wife says, and I'm coming too.
Yes, she is. I am looking forward to meeting her.
She found out Brenda Lee's going to be there. She says, I'm coming too.
Mm-hmm. Now, this next song is by Melissa Manchester, who really was kind of a middle-of-the-road singer, but rock liked to claim her as well. And she did some good things.
This is a real good one. I found this record by mistake. I just happened to play it one day, and I like this. So it went into the selection list.
She attended high school of performing arts in New York. You know, they had some magnet schools that are designed especially for entertainment in music and fine arts things in New York, which is pretty nice, I think.
I think it is, yeah.
And so she's been singing since high school, and of course, we all know she became a big hit. You know who discovered her?
No, I don't.
Bette Midler.
Really?
Now, I don't know how. But,
I don't either. That's...
But maybe I'll find out while we're listening to Melissa Manchester.
Yeah, this is called You Should Hear How She Talks About You.
Melissa Manchester there, and, you know, Glenn Pitts, we'd say she was discovered by Bette Midler. Actually, she got a job. Bette Midler's a backup singer in 71. That was her first gig.
Wasn't that a good selection, though?
Sure, yeah. I used to play that song.
That's good dance music, too.
Yeah, I don't remember when. I guess in the middle 70s, probably.
I don't know. That might have fallen into the 80s there. That'd be good down at that, electric, what is it down there?
Electric Cowboy.
Electric Cowboy, that'd be another good one down there.
Well, speaking of Brenda Lee earlier, she and Big Daddy Brian Ellis are going to do another remote for another male dance review in August.
Not toward the end of the month, are they?
Yeah, probably just before you get there.
Oh, no.
It's August. Maybe it's September. It's right in there sometimes.
Well, I can't change my reservations again. It cost me $100 to change them once.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Pretty soon you'll have, you could have bought the tickets at the gate at the last minute.
Well, I'll be flying at first class rate sitting in the back.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes.
You're a typical air passenger. Okay, now... let's go ahead and continue here. What are we going to do next?
Well, we're going to do the Herman's Hermits next.
Who?
And I don't know if this is well known or not. It's a nice song. It says, I can take or leave your loving.
Now, who is this?
This is the Herman's Hermits.
Okay, Herman's Hermits. I don't know if this is a well-known song either. We'll find out together, I guess.
I heard it before.
Same again. I won't miss her. Well, maybe I'll miss her once in a while. She thinks I'm gonna die now that she said goodbye, but she's so wrong. How to smile.
Glenn, that doesn't even sound like Herman's Hermits.
No, it doesn't. It's totally out of the ordinary for them.
Yeah,
I'm waiting to hear Henry VIII or something like that.
Right. It's an interesting
nice
sound.
Yeah, nice little tune, though.
What do you got for us next?
Well, we're going to do Eddie Hodges next, and this is going to be I'm Going to Knock on Your Door.
Eddie Hodges, huh?
And I think this is on the Cadence label.
I'm going to knock on your door. Let's
knock on your door
and see what happens.
I'm going to knock on. Knock on your door.
And, of course, that was Eddie Hodges, and that's a pretty interesting little song here. It sounds a little bit like Wayne Newton.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Yep.
We're gonna pause for the weather, and we'll be right back.
Monday weather.
And it's going to be cool, 68 degrees. That's not cold by any means. Actually, 68 tomorrow and the next morning as well. Then 71 for the overnight low toward the weekend. And as far as the highs, up near 90 by Friday, 91 by Saturday and Sunday. And there is a possibility of a shower or thunderstorm on Saturday. And that is the weather from KBIX Radio.
Jerry Pippin, KBIX.
And, of course, we have Glenn Pitts on the line from Stockton, California. We're playing some forgotten oldies here tonight, Glenn. You put together, as usual, a great, great little piece of business for us tonight. All of them have been 45s, haven't they?
Well, the Freckles song wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
but it, you know, it didn't have much noise on it.
Some of these are really clean.
Yeah, and you could tell, you know, you would have fooled me. I wouldn't have known that was a 78.
Well, you know, I built a new studio, and I have new turntables and new cartridges, and things are kind of fitting together here. So the quality is improving.
Well, we are going to play this next song by Eva Boyd.
Eva Boyd.
Yeah, Little Eva, isn't it?
Little Eva. Eva Boyd?
Yeah, Eva Boyd, B-O-Y-D.
Oh,
and she was born in North Carolina in 1946. When she was 16, she had Locomotion out as the big song.
That's right.
And she made $35 a week as a babysitter at the time.
Did she ever work on a turkey farm?
I don't know. Why, is this something about the turkey?
Well, this one's called Let's Turkey Trot. Right?
Yeah, that's a dance. Little Eva, the Locomotion was a dance, too.
That's right. Yeah, the Turkey Trot. I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they did all of those. She made $30,000 with the Locomotion song, which is peanuts by today's standards.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And I guess she did all right here with the Turkey Trot. I have no idea. Let's find out.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
Turkey Trot. Yeah, she did nothing but dances there for a while, remember?
She made up a lot of them, didn't she?
Yeah, she did, and I don't know. I always liked Little Eva, and that Locomotion was just a gigantic song, even is today.
Now, who did Little Egypt? Didn't she do that, too?
No, the Coasters did Little Egypt.
Okay, I thought she did something about Egypt.
Well, she may have.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going. I don't know. You're asking a guy here that sometimes I don't remember the songs you're playing and say, oh yeah. She had a song called "Keep Your Hands Off My Baby" at one time.
Now I don't remember that one.
Got up to number 12. In one of those years, I don't remember. I just remember that it was number 12. Let's Turkey Trot. Got up to number 20, and it was her third record. And so she had the old Smokey Locomotion, which was, I don't remember hearing that, but that was a takeoff on Locomotion, and it was on top of Old Smokey and Locomotion combined, which I can't imagine what that would sound like.
I have no idea. We might have to find that.
Yeah, they keep your eyes open for that. If you ever find it, I'd like to hear, because I've never heard that.
Yeah, and it's called what again now?
It's called the Smokey Locomotion.
Smokey Locomotion. I'll look for that.
And it's on top of Old Smokey with Locomotion music. I can't imagine. She got disenchanted with the music business. She retired in the early 70s, but in the 90s began performing live on the oldie circuit. You know, didn't you just have an oldie show there at Stockton? Or is that fair coming up?
Well, yeah, we've had several groups coming through here.
I mean, didn't you just have the fair?
Yes, it's still on.
Oh, it's still on. Okay.
I think it's still on, yeah.
Okay. So, see, I do pay attention to what you're saying about what's happening in Stockton. Yeah. The county fairs, state fairs are now major markets for oldies groups.
Yes, they are. They're booked back to back.
Okay, now we've got time for one more.
Well, then we have time for the association.
And this will be, I guess we'll have to wait and get it started here. It'll be the association. And what is the name of the association?
This is called Time for Living.
Time for Living. Is it ready to roll? Okay, here it is, the association.
I kicked off my shoes and felt the good earth under my feet. I loosened my tie and felt what it feels like to breathe. I found the secret to life. I took some
here at KBIX Radio, 927, where you are, Glenn. Our show's coming to a screeching halt again.
I can hear it.
next week you have another stack of wax for us. And
oh, we have some neat stuff. We have Al Hurt and Leslie Gore, and we have one that's a little late. It's called Blues Theme. It was one of those motorcycle songs.
Yeah.
Aired. I don't know how popular it was, but it was aired, and it's a good one.
Well, good. We'll invite everybody to join us again next Monday night at 8 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone as Glenn Pitts takes a walk down memory lane with us, and we play his favorite selections from his big area that you have now. You've remodeled a lot of things, and you got it all together there in the studio, and then the records are all around you, huh?
I'm going to have to send. We'll have to put some pictures on the website.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Because what you're seeing now doesn't exist anymore.
Well, you get it to us, and we'll change it.
I'll send you some neat ones.
Good.
And, of course, we'll be back next Monday.
Very good. I'll be here.
Okay, talk to you then.
All right.
Bye.
14-9-0 KPIX.